Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not a great night over in the Middle East. Though one hopes that the response to the terror rockets, over 700 of them, that the response to those terror rockets will be so overwhelming and so decisive as to discourage future launching by Hamas of rockets exclusively aimed at, by the way, civilian targets. The NBC News is reporting that 33 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes. They are aiming, by the way, to kill some of the rocket masters, the people who've launched these rockets on civilian schools, buses, farms, and more. That 33 killed includes the at least three Israelis who have been killed so far in the rocket attacks from Gaza. Israel would increase both the intensity of the attacks and the rate of the attacks. The Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he appeared together with his defense minister, who had been his opponent, his rival, in three recent elections, Benny Gantz. Benny Gantz is a former chief of staff. He is a military guy. And he spoke very clearly and very forcefully about the need for calm. Because there is no war aim here by Hamas. There is a very clear war aim by Israel, which is to stop the rocket fire. And again, there is an announced goal that Hamas has never rejected, which is basically to destroy Israel. That's not going to happen in this exchange, and God willing, it won't happen ever. The at least 30 Palestinians, including 10 children, at least as NBC News, and three Israelis have been killed as tensions in Jerusalem spread Tuesday, with rockets fired from the Gaza Strip reaching Tel Aviv, which is Israel's largest city. I heard a news broadcast that said that it was the second largest city. No, Tel Aviv's the largest city in Israel. And there have been heavy Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. The clashes prompted international calls for calm and raised fears that the situation could ignite into a wider conflict. One 13-story residential building in Gaza containing 80 apartments was struck this evening, tonight. Reuters reported it was hit by an Israeli airstrike. There were no immediate reports of casualties. And Israel, as we reported earlier, has been doing, of course, what it can to avoid civilian casualties, but that's tough when they deliberately, at Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, what is called PIJ, when they deliberately attempt to hide weapons and rocket launching sites among the civilian population. In his televised address, Prime Minister Netanyahu said, "We're at the height of a weighty campaign." He made the remarks alongside Defense Minister Benny Gantz and his military chief. He says Hamas and Islamic Jihad paid and will pay a very heavy price for their belligerence. Their blood is forfeit, he said. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said the militants in Gaza will pay a very heavy price after a day of Gaza rocket fire and Israeli strikes on the Palestinian coastal enclave. What should Israel do, in your opinion, beyond the kinds of actions and intensifying military campaign that they've launched? I'm not even sure how Rashida Tlaib would answer that. She, of course, though born in the United States, as is of Palestinian heritage. Her mother lives in the Palestinian territories and under control not of Israel, but of the Palestinian Authority. And she went on to MSNBC and had this to say. Listen.
I mean, this is an apartheid system. I mean, Israel's own prominent human rights organization, B'Tselem, has declared it. Human Rights Watch has declared it. And Palestinians on the ground have been telling us for decades that they've been, their homes have been demolished, that they've been targeted, that violence has been met by Israeli-led forces under Netanyahu's racist policies. What we're really telling Palestinians fighting apartheid is the same thing being told to my fellow Black Americans across our country here and that are fighting against police brutality. There is no form of acceptable resistance to state violence except for the denial of people's human dignity. And we need to stop. We need to stop and look at the fact that our own country is enabling it with billions of dollars every year being issued to Israel, even though they are promoting racism and dehumanization.
Okay, racism and dehumanization, apartheid. There is a powerful piece today written by the chief rabbi of South Africa. And there is still a substantial Jewish community, almost 100,000 people, I believe now, living in South Africa. And by the way, the Jewish community was very prominent in the struggle against apartheid in South Africa. And the chief rabbi of South Africa says, in the name of all of those literally hundreds of thousands of people who were victims of real apartheid, who faced laws that denied them the right to vote, denied them the right to go to the school of their choice, denied them the ability to go into movie theaters or beaches where white people might be gathered, to compare any of that to Israel, where, as my brother was saying when he was on, right now there's the highest number ever of Arabs in the Knesset, in the parliament, and they range from very, very far left, there is an Arab Communist Party, to a very far, well, and not really very far right in Israeli terms, but to the right. And in fact, there was an Arab party with four members of parliament that was going to be part of this new government that Netanyahu was trying to put together. There are Palestinian Arabs who are on the Israeli Supreme Court, which is hearing this case about these forced evictions. The idea that there is any resemblance between apartheid and the system that is going on in the Middle East is utterly absurd. And as someone who's visited Israel frequently, people shop together, they go out to restaurants together. The one difference would be that many Palestinians don't go out of their way to look for kosher food. They look for halal food. And by the way, it's a lot easier. You will find Palestinians in kosher Jewish restaurants. It's not in any sense the way that Rashida Tlaib tries to describe it. And then she gives this challenge to the Biden administration when she's asked about do they need to take a stronger stance against Israel. We will get to her response on that. What's shocking is how do you take a stance against Israel when Israel is responding to rocket fire? And my brother, I thought, asked a very good question. He was on earlier in the show, which is, what would the United States do if all of a sudden we had 700 rocket attacks from North Korea? Let's say, through the grace of God, that they only killed 3 people so far. Would we let that go? Just say, well, never mind. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the reaction from various folks to the new war between the State of Israel and the terrorists in Palestinian Islamic Jihad and Hamas. And they both have share control, they have rival control of Gaza, which is home to... It's close to 2 million people now. It's a big chunk of population in Gaza City. And actually, if you take a look at it, and I've actually stood at the border looking at it over binoculars. You don't exactly go as a tourist to Gaza, usually. But it really is not that people had the idea, oh, it's like a concentration camp. It actually looks like Miami Beach. And not quite as glitzy, but trying to get there. And the beach in Gaza, which Hamas has used as a launching pad for some of its rockets, its murderous rockets, that beach is actually a pretty nice beach. This is what Rashida Tlaib, the gentle lady from Michigan, had to say in talking with MSNBC about does Biden need to take a stronger stance against Israel? Listen.
Do you think the Biden administration needs to take a stronger stance right now towards Israel for the developments that we're seeing there?
Absolutely. We need to hold the international human rights laws that are saying to our folks across the country that they have to abide by. Well, why not Israel? Why not say to Netanyahu currently, who is, you know, running on anti-Arab rhetoric consistently, accepting violence by allowing Israeli police and military forces to side with Israeli citizens who are literally physically throwing people out of their homes. U.S. taxpayer dollars should not be used to commit human rights violations. That needs to be said. I have yet to hear anybody from the Biden administration declare that our money will not be used to degrade, to dehumanize, and to kill or evict people out of their homes.
Okay, none of this is happening. It is simply not true. And with the four families that they're talking about in a neighborhood in Jerusalem are families who 65 years ago were given Jewish property at a time that Jordan had violated what the UN had proposed. The UN wanted Jerusalem to be an international city. And what happened is during that was part of the partition plan. There would be a state of Palestine, there'd be a state of Israel, and Jerusalem would be an international city under international control. Okay, that was accepted by the Zionist leadership in what was called at the time the Yishuv. This is before there was a state of Israel. Accepted. It was not accepted by the Palestinians. It was not accepted by any Arab state. They all came in, invaded Israel, and they seized the East Jerusalem, including the Old City. In the Old City, they destroyed more than 50 synagogues. They were just destroyed, leveled. And it's fairly famous. They took some of the ancient tombstones from the Mount of Olives, which figures prominently, of course, in both the Old and New Testaments. And they took Jewish tombstones and made a military latrine for Jordanian forces. And basically, these families, the Arab families that were located in Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood, and it's four families, or if you want to count extended families, six families. We're not talking about a massive relocation. We're not talking about the Armenian genocide. We're talking about six families that took over Jewish-owned land when the Jewish residents of that part of Jerusalem were thrown out in 1949. And what's happened is the descendants, the inheritors of those families that lost that land in 1949, have now sued. And it's tied up in Supreme Court. Who has the real right to that land? Before 1949, there was never any Arab claim to it. There weren't Arab families that demanded it. It was a relatively outlying neighborhood in the eastern part of Jerusalem. Okay. The idea that this is somehow a crucial violation of human rights is utterly absurd. And it's wrong. And the idea that people are being having rocks thrown at them by police officers, this is the same kind of thing that you hear against police here in our country, which is absurd here. Police do not want to fight with rioters. It's not something they want to do. And the fights that have been going on with police officers have basically been associated, according to most reporters on the ground in the Middle East, with Palestinian frustrations about an election being canceled by Mahmoud Abbas and more. And one of the things, even the New York Times, which is very much to the left and is not particularly positive in any of its coverage of Israel, they say this, that under a delicate status quo arrangement, an Islamic trust known as the Waqf, funded and controlled by Jordan, continued to administer the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock, the two Islamic holy places, after Israel took control of the Old City in eastern Jerusalem. Why did they take control of it? Because Jordan had jumped into the war in its last days and lost. And this is, by the way, territory that had never been a Palestinian state because there never had been a Palestinian state. Israeli security forces maintain a presence on the site, and they coordinate with the Waqf. Jews and Christians are allowed to visit, but unlike Muslims, they are prohibited from praying on the grounds under the status quo arrangement. By the way, we had an experience. We went up to the Temple Mount with one of our Medved tour groups of Israel. And most of the people who were with us going up to the Temple Mount were Christian. And we had warned them that they are not allowed under the rules of the Temple Mount to bring any New Testaments, to bring any prayer books, any hymn books, nothing. There's an older lady from Texas who was with us, who didn't take advantage of the warning. She brought a family hymn book to try to sing some Protestant hymns when she was up on the Temple Mount. And what is called a minder, a guy from the Waqf ripped it out of her hands, and never gave it back. It was taken from her and threatened to arrest her. This is what folks are dealing with. 1-800-955-1776. Coming up, more on the crime wave in our country.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is calling for a de-escalation of violence between Israel and the Palestinians.
The president's support for Israel's security, for its legitimate right to defend itself and its people is fundamental and will never waver.
During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki condemning rocket attacks from Hamas. A U.S. senator claims Dr. Anthony Fauci is engaged in research that could lead to another pandemic.
You're fooling with Mother Nature here. You're allowing superviruses to be created. It's very dangerous, and it was a huge mistake to share this with China.
During a hearing on Capitol Hill, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky blasting Fauci for what he said was ongoing research in the United States where deadly viruses are created for pandemic research. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow plummeting 473 points, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the word from the Middle East is that the Israeli forces responding to the rocket attacks from Gaza have successfully neutralized several of the rocket commanders. In fact, we have their names. Earlier this evening, Israel time, it was actually about midnight Israel time when we were speaking to my brother Jonathan. And by the way, neither of us grew up in Israel. We grew up in Philadelphia and California. And John went to live in Israel 35 years ago. He's built his life there. As I mentioned, all three of his sons have served in the military. They're on active duty reserve. And my brother got very passionate earlier in this show when I read to him on air some of the statements of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez blaming Israel for defending itself. Here is what my brother John had to say.
Well, I mean, it's just so outrageous. The statements you read before from Elizabeth Warren or from Bernie Sanders or the McCollum, it is unbelievable. Israel has the most exceptional legal system and perhaps the most liberal Supreme Court in the world. In fact, you know, the Warren Court was nothing, okay, compared to our Supreme Court today. It is so, so liberal. And there is a case running through the courts, been going in for about 10 years, where land that was clearly in Jewish ownership before 1948, when the Arab neighbors of Israel, which was just established at that moment, declared a war of annihilation, attacked Israel, and basically took this land, which was then occupied by Jordan between 1948 and 67, and they settled Palestinians on this land. And in 67, when Israel came back and unified the city of Jerusalem, the Jewish landowners wanted their land back, Guess what? It's in the Supreme Court. It's been there for years. They're going to make a decision. But you're telling me that Elizabeth Warren knows Israeli law? This has been illegally taken? This is somehow their land? It was owned by Jews. Okay?
It's for a long time.
Insane, but that's not the issue. The issue at the moment is that Hamas and people who support Hamas, and it seems like these people do, are trying to stir up trouble and stop reconciliation between Jews and Arabs. Because we are at the moment of perhaps the greatest progress in the history of Israel's frayed relations with its Arab citizens and Arab neighbors, where there was going to be a new government elected, which was going to be dependent on Arab members of our parliament support. They were going to be part of government for the first time. And what happened at that very moment is when the missiles started firing. Because Hamas doesn't want this rapprochement.
Let's make clear, when you say they're going to be part of government for the first time, they've been part of Knesset, of the parliament, forever.
Absolutely.
I mean, from the beginning of the state.
Look, Arabs in this country vote. They control typically between 15 and 25 seats in the parliament, which is about...
Of 120.
Almost, you know, it's out of 120. They have all full civil and political rights, but traditionally they haven't been part of the government for the simple reason that they don't want to make decisions, and no one wants to make decisions about bombing Gaza. Because today when Israel's under attack, it's hard enough for Jews to decide to defend themselves. I don't wish that on an Arab member of parliament to say, you know what, we've got to launch an attack against Gaza because they're firing missiles at us. But this was about ready to happen. Israel also has made tremendous progress since the Abraham Accords in terms of rapprochement, not just with the UAE and Bahrain and other countries, but many others that are outside of the circle of the obvious peace already who want to join. And so it's that, as well as the sort of growing, I would say, amity and friendship among Jews and Arabs in the country, which Hamas wanted to destroy. And the friends of peace, the friends of real peace, want to get behind this rapprochement. They don't want to create more friction and more attack and more riots and more missiles. This is the time for people who really believe in peace, a real peace, to stand up. But Hamas only wants the peace of the dead. They don't want a peace of Israel. They want the whole thing. They want us all dead and gone. And on that, there is no negotiation. There will only be war. And when they launched 700 missiles, can you imagine if America had 700 missiles, God forbid, launched at them by North Korea or by Iran or by some other horrible country? What would America do? How would you react? And the world will now see how Israel reacts.
And do you expect there will be a large deployment of boots on the ground, as they say, into Gaza?
Well, since I've got some of those boots in my family, I don't hope for it. But I think that it's probably going to be necessary, yes.
And does this culminate with some kind of agreement? Does this culminate with at least some kind of agreement among Israelis as to who's going to head the new government? I assume that Yair Lapid, who was just asked by the president of Israel to form a new government, I assume that he's fully supportive of what the Netanyahu government is doing.
All of the politicians are united on this wall to wall. When people are dying from missile attack, Israel will defend itself. All of these politicians have been in the army. All of them want to defend Israel. All of them want to fight Hamas now and stop this attack. And Israel will do so. We'll figure out the politics later. But in the meantime, Israel is getting together to defend itself.
That's my brother Jonathan Medved from Jerusalem
earlier this evening, Jerusalem time. And may this fighting come to an end quickly. There's also fighting within the Democratic Party, an amazingly good statement by one of the most liberal black members of the Congress of the United States, who's taking sharp issue with the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes and Rashida Tlaibs and Ilhan Omars and Bernie Sanders of this world. Who is it? We'll let you know. And also a reassuring statement, at least a little bit, from the Biden Defense Department. I'll tell you what the press secretary for the Pentagon had to say. His name is John Kirby. He said something really obvious, that the rockets fired from Gaza into Israel were unacceptable. And then he added, Israel has a right to defend itself and its people and its territory, and the Department of Defense remains very committed to helping Israel do that. The first clear-cut statement that I have heard from the Biden administration. We will get to another case of a teacher suspended for insensitive comments during class. Where? In Fairbanks, Alaska. What did the teacher say? We will let you know, and more. Coming up on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number.
Entertain your brain every day.
End the madness now!
On the Michael Medved Show.
Very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things. Religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kinger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special XDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The president has been notably quiet on the situation in the Middle East, frustrating people like Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who want him to come out and attack the nation that is being attacked by indiscriminate rocket fire, killing civilians. But there is one very liberal Democrat. He's considered certainly part of the party's left. He's both black and Latino. His name is Richie Torres. He's a new congressman from the South Bronx. And he just did a series of tweets that just ripped Hamas the way it deserves to be ripped for rocket attacks on civilians and killing grandmothers. He argued on Twitter, "This underscores the need for missile defense programs such as Iron Dome, which protects Israeli civilians, both Arabs and Jews, from the terrorism of Hamas." And, of course, he's exactly right. And good for Congressman Torres. There is also this news from Jerusalem Post. One of the Palestinian terrorists killed was identified as Sama Abed al-Mamluk. The Israeli Defense Forces and the Shin Bet, that's the Israeli Security Agency, said that he was attacked in a hideout together with a number of additional Islamic Jihad operatives. Mamluk was in charge of Palestine Islamic Jihad's rocket arsenal. In another strike, Hassan Abu al-Atta, deputy commander of Islamic Jihad's Gaza Brigade, was also killed when the IDF struck an apartment in an 8-story building. They do that with drone strikes that go in through the window for the specific apartment. Earlier today, Defense Minister Benny Gantz approved the call-up of 5,000 reservists as the IDF prepared for a large-scale offensive in the Gaza Strip as rocket attacks against southern Israel continued. "For every day of the shooting at the citizens of Israel, we will send Hamas and Palestine Islamic Jihad back years, and we will hit them hard," Gantz said in an operational assessment with Southern Command officers. "We will not stop until calm returns," said the defense minister, Benny Gantz. "We will not stop until we achieve long-term calm and severe damage to the terrorist infrastructure." Gantz went on to say on IDF operations in the coming days that he anticipates Hamas will make a victory speech, but the reality will be they will suffer a very serious blow. We are less than a day since the start of the operation, carrying out a massive wave of attacks in a campaign that began in Jerusalem. We've embarked on a campaign that will hurt Hamas seriously. And how can any sane individual, regardless of where you live, who you are, where you come from, not want to see a terrorist operation like Hamas, designated by the European Union, by everybody, as a terrorist group, to not want to see them losing some of their ability to murder people? Okay, there was a discussion of murder that went on in a Fairbanks, Alaska court, not a courtroom, it's a classroom. And it's the teacher who was talking about policing justice and safety with her students has been suspended for, quote, racially insensitive comments. This is at Lathrop High School, where the principal, Carly Sween, said she was notified by a parent that a teacher made racially insensitive comments during a lesson that day. The lesson was about the book, which of course has a lot of racial implications and content, To Kill a Mockingbird. And the teacher's name is Connie Gardner. She's listed on the school's website as a special education teacher, and she was saying to the students, some of you may have seen the video, this is actually a statement from the principal, and actually from the teacher herself. She says, some of you may have seen a video a parent made of a discussion we had on April 28th in my classroom. And she went ahead and posted the video and commented on it. Here's what she said that was so racially insensitive. She said, it's not just crazy white men who are out or crazy white boys who are out shooting things. It is crazy people. They do have a screw loose if they're going to go into a school or a store or a movie theater and shoot people. Yeah, they're crazy. And I'm not defending them. But it's not just white guys. In the, she went on and said, my students made the connection to current events and they asked me questions. I gave them honest answers. She's talking about a discussion about To Kill a Mockingbird. And what she said, she brought up the death of Micaiah Bryant in Columbus, Ohio. She said this, all the girls were black. The only white person there was the cop, and he rolled up on the scene, and the girl was actively trying to stab one of the other girls and then move to the other girl. If I'm the girl pinned up against the car, I'm really happy the cop was there. Because if it's in a situation where it's my life or your life, you better believe, and you're the one trying to kill me, I'm voting for me, the teacher said in the video. If any of you find yourself in a situation where you are justly or unjustly being addressed by the police in order to do something, please comply. Do not fight with the cops. Don't try to run away. Okay, for this she is suspended. For this she is suspended. She said, that's what you do to stay alive. Everybody, white, black, brown. I don't care what color you are. None of that makes a difference. You comply. You do what they say. Does it seem fair that someone should be suspended for saying that in a class? Look, I think, obviously, in today's climate, she probably has reconsidered her remarks. But to make an example of a teacher for saying that seems to me extraordinary. Maybe not so extraordinary, a film that is out there may have some sparks of interest from the larger public. And that movie, it's called The Courier. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
At the height of the Cold War, an ordinary and appallingly imperfect British businessman, played by Benedict Cumberbatch, is recruited for a dangerous mission by suave CIA agent Rachel Brosnahan in The Courier. Now available to rent on multiple streaming services.
I'm just a salesman.
You're civilians. The KGB won't be watching.
It would be a real service to Great Britain.
What do you want me to do?
Well, what they want him to do is to risk his life to get secrets from a top-ranking Soviet bureaucrat, superbly played by Georgian actor Merab Ninidze, to avert a cataclysmic confrontation on the eve of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Closely based on an astonishing true story, The Courier is masterful in every detail. Those scenes of imprisonment and brutality ought to have earned it an R instead of the PG-13 rating. 4 stars for the completely compelling The Courier, one of the best films of 2021.
And it's still one of the best films of 2021, and now it's much more widely available. It's utterly fascinating, and one of the things they do at the end is they show you photographs of the real subject of the film, and my gosh, they got Benedict Cumberbatch to resemble him. Really an unsung hero of the Cold War. Speaking of unsung heroes, is there any heroism at all in the big, bitter fight that is going on among Republicans in the House? Is that going to help Republicans in any way achieve the goal that all Republicans, including me, very much want to see, which is to see a Republican House majority? We will talk about that next time and about what comes next with trying to make peace within the Republican Party. On Wednesday morning, they're going to be voting on Liz Cheney. And we'll also talk about whether Joe Biden, by tomorrow when we're on the air, has actually spoken up about the evil of 700 rocket attacks aimed at civilian targets. Does he have something to say? Will this finally be an issue where he can break away and stand up against some of the radical crazies in his own party? The people like the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes and Ilhan Omars. We will find all out next time, Wednesday, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.